If you look behind me, some beautiful artwork, and Tom, our artist, is going to be with us in our next segment, but great baseball artwork, and this is something that I want you to see and hear about. So, Tom, you'll be with it. Matuszek will be with us in the next segment. But right now, this is our parade of great, talented people, and Joseph Conte joins us. And, Joseph, nice to have you here. And your book, Pat, hold it up.
Yeah, it's a good-looking book, too.
Yeah, beautiful jacket. And, Pat, give the name of the book, and we'll talk to Joseph about it.
The Rivalry, Heard Around the World, the Dodgers-Giants Feud from Coast to Coast. Forwards by Bruce Jenkins and Steve Dilbeck.
Yeah, beautiful book, and Joseph Conte joins us. And Joe did the book, and it's up here, and we're going to have a couple of trivia questions this morning and give away a couple of books here. But Joe,
nice.
Get that mic right up there and tell us about this book and who you are. And you're a local sports writer as well. How did this thing come about?
Well, thanks, Marty. It's real special to be here with you. Yeah, the background of the book is a pretty good baseball story in itself, Marty. I have a long career as a newspaper editor and a writer and also sports editor. I saw my first Giant-Dodger game on September 1st, 1958.
All right.
And I actually still have the program from that game and the scorecard inside where my dad kept score as we watched the game at Seal Stadium. In those early years, Marty, I think as you know, there was very little baseball on television. But they did show the 11 games from Los Angeles.
Right.
So as a kid, I pretty much learned my baseball from watching the Rivalry and became pretty much of an expert on those early teams, their backgrounds and such, and continued to follow them really closely all through the years, both as a fan of the Giants, but also in my capacity on the newspaper, including a stint as sports editor.
And what paper was that?
And this is the Marin Independent Journal.
Oh, great. Dave Albee, right? One of our friends, Jeff Lepper over
sure.
there, right?
They're good friends of mine, yeah. and Dave is just an excellent baseball guy.
Unfortunately, he's a Red Sox fan, and we don't hold that against him. He's a nut.
Why not?
He's
sure.
a nut. He's worse than Bill Gould as a Red Sox fan, I will tell you that.
Okay. Indeed.
But, well, you had a nice career as a sports writer, and then, of course, you love the rivalry between these two teams, and as you go through the book, it's almost, you cover all the years and the big games, major games, and it's almost like looking at box scores again. How in the world did this book come about of putting this information together?
Well, they say so through the years, I'm following the rivalry really close, Marty, and the big moment came in 1998.
Okay.
And at Candlestick Park, the Giants held a 40th anniversary celebration before the game to honor the first game ever played on the West Coast between the Giants and Dodgers. And they had players from both teams on the field that day before the game, and they drove them around in convertibles. And I was at the game and sat down along the right field line so I can see as they came by. When I looked out there, Marty, at these players, I saw not the faces of aging men,
yeah.
but remember them the way they were. And suddenly I was back in 58, 7 years old, and remembering these guys as baseball gods.
I love it. See, that's why I think we should have more old-timers games. Because, you know, Pat, I don't know how you feel about it, but for that fleeting second, you see the player as the player used to be. Not as Joe says, not as the person who's 40 years older, but for that one moment, Warren Spahn with the leg kick. For one moment, Bob Feller with the windup. For one moment, Mickey Mantle with the swing. And seeing, I tell you, Mario and Russ and Larry, come on.
Get him the old-timers game?
Come on. I want two innings, and you want to see. Now, some can't do it.
Right.
But for those brief seconds, you are transported back in time.
See,
it's really quite amazing.
Marty, you're a romanticist. See, when I go out and see 45-year-old guys with beer guts playing, I see 45-year-old guys with beer guts playing, and it makes me want to get out there, and nobody wants to see me play.
That's true. However, if you play in the major leagues,
maybe
Bobby Bolin or someone.
I'm not as firm on this opinion as Gary Radnich would be, perhaps. You know, if you're 40, stay off the courts and the fields. But I don't know. I like to have the moments in my memory when they were pristine. That's
all. I understand. No,
that's
I understand.
All.
But for a two inning game.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt anybody. That's for sure.
Yeah, for a two-inning game, you can deal with it.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't kill me.
And just for those moments. All right, Joe, you gave us a chance to digress there. No. But all right, so you see the game, and now what does this do for you? Because the book is terrific. And before you talk, let's give one book away, all right? So, Kyle, where's Kyle? Kyle is somewhere else. I'm going to give you a trivia question. And then just raise your hand if you know the answer, and then we'll come around. And you'll win a book if you got it. Two pitchers who pitch for the Giants have thrown perfect games in their careers. Yosmero Fetid is not one of them. Two pitchers who pitch for the Giants have thrown perfect games in their careers. Can you name the two pitchers who have pitched for the Giants, listen to this, who have thrown perfect games in their careers? So if you think about it, just raise your hand.
I'll go and find them.
We'll find out, and when Kyle comes back, we'll get you a book if you're correct. But go ahead. So now you see the game. What happens?
So, Marty, I wondered how I could use that experience as a writer and an editor with my both passion as well as knowledge of the rivalry to see if I can try to tell this great story. And so I began a very deep research project and really actually researched all 900-plus wow. Giant-Dodger games on the West Coast. And I also knew, Marty, that I had to still tell some of the story of New York, of how it all started, and take it through the years and bring us up through 57 when they came out here. And so it's an extensive research project, picked it up, put it down. In recent years, I had such good stuff, and I decided to try to boil it down, put together a full manuscript, and see if I could shop it out there. And I was fortunate to find a publisher in New York who went with it, and they've been great. We also were able to get, really, I think, a story in photos also for this book, some courtesy of the San Francisco Chronicle. They were great.
Nice.
And also the Associated Press photos acquired by the publisher, which gives us a real visual history as well as a word history.
Beautiful book. It really is. It's called The Rivalry Heard Round the World, The Dodgers-Giants Feud from Coast to Coast. Joe Conte did it, forwards by Bruce Jenkins and Steve Delbeck. It really is good. It's an easy read. You could pick it up and look at any part of the story, and it comes back to you very nicely. It's funny. I did an event, Pat, a couple of weeks ago, the Community Fund, and Fred Brining was there. Remember Fred Brining? He pitched for the Giants.
Okay.
And he went to Lincoln High School, and I had just picked the book up a couple of days before that. And I guess he had pitched in a game, and it was the ninth inning. And Frank Robinson, I think it was Frank Robinson, came to take him out. Then he talked him out of taking him out. Then he gave up a grand slam home run. And I realized it because I read the book and just looked at that game. I wanted to say, Fred, do you remember? I forget, Reggie Smith. I forget who hit the grand slam. But it's that kind of stuff. You look at it. And you find those kind of tidbits. So where do you get the book, by the way?
Well, the book is available at Amazon.com and also at all Barnes & Noble's stores. And, in fact, if you're in the area, I'm going to be appearing at a signing tomorrow at the Hillsdale Barnes & Noble between 11 and 2.
Good. Cool.
Yeah, good to go. And I see as I look at the back of the jacket here, my good friend Brian Murphy of the Murph and Max Show had a little bit of something to say, very positive. Let me ask you this. I didn't grow up in the Giants-Dodgers rivalry. I grew up in the South and in Maryland as an Oriole fan. Who's the greatest heel for Giants fans? Is it Tommy Lasorda? Is it Steve Garvey? Who's the greatest Dodger heel if you're a Giants fan?
I would think that Don Drysdale probably is the real poster boy, and I say that in respect to that,
sure.
Of the rivalry, because in the 60s, when the rivalry was at its hottest, at its best, because it was so new, Drysdale versus the Dodgers versus McCovey, and actually, he was kind of the instigator that led to the Marichal Roseboro big incident.
The brawl,
incident,
yeah.
The bat thing.
Yeah, sure.
And so I think Drysdale was that way. Now, of course, Tom Lasorda, you can't get any better than that of carrying the tradition through the years.
He played it perfectly, inviting the fans to give him all kinds of heck. And I mean, he's literally like Mr. Fuji out there from wrestling fame.
He was the instigator.
Right.
It was, and he loved it.
Yeah.
He loved it.
Embraced it.
Joe, congratulations. We'll give away a couple of these books. All right, the first question, the two pitchers who pitch for the Giants have thrown perfect games in their careers. Name them. And one is very obvious. Yes, that's the obvious one. That's good. Now, the second one did not do it as a Giant, but he did it, think of this, he did it in the World Series. Does that help anybody? Does that help anyone? He did it in the World Series, then he became a Giant in 1962.
Not too many perfects in a World Series, if I'm not mistaken.
Anybody remember who threw a perfect game in the World? Anyone out here? Hello? Anyone thinking today?
Jill Lee's got her hand up.
No, Jill Lee is not eligible. They win everything. Jill Lee is not out. Tom O'Doul is not eligible. Jill Lee's husband is not eligible. They win something every week.
All right.
So that's it. All right. All right. Well, that's okay. We'll think about it, Joe. We're going to think about this one. If they don't get this one, I'm in trouble now. All right. How about this one? Who's buried in Grant's tomb? Raise your hand.
Who's buried
in Grant's tomb?
Raise it high.
General Grant. Okay, right here. You won the first book. Very good.
Marty's tough, man.
Very good. Groucho Marx used to do that.
Ball buster.
That was Groucho Marx. See, when he had trouble and he said, all right, who's buried in the, you know, they couldn't answer anything right. Who's buried in Grant's tomb? That's it. What's your name?
Mary.
Mary what?
Doyle.
Doyle?
Doherty. Doherty.
Mary Doherty.
It's a great
okay.
Irish name.
All right,
man.
You're a winner. Where do you live, Mary?
Richmond.
All right, you're going to enjoy this book. You will. All right, very good. Joe, thanks so much for being here. And we'll give away one other book. I've got to come up with an easier question than who's buried in Grant's tomb. If I can. Go ahead. Do you have anything else?
No, thanks, Marty. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no, good. You did a great job with this, and I'm glad to publicize it for you. Who's your publisher, by the way?
This is Skyhorse Publishing in New York, and it's published under their imprint of sports publishing.
Beautiful. Well, congratulations. You're still working as an active journalist?
Yeah, I'm the news editor at the Marin IJ still, right?
Oh, perfect. All right. Well, we appreciate it and everything you do. All right. That is Joseph Conte.
Right on, Joe. Yes.
Joseph Conte. Nice book, everybody.
Yeah.